Christian journey in three seasons. The Christian life, well lived, is a journey into deepening relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the sake of this sermon, I'm going to describe this journey as a sequence of three seasons. Now, these seasons are not tied to our biological age per se. Rather, they trace our journey into spiritual maturity. Season one, the new birth. This is the newly minted Christian. Just like a newly minted coin, everything is new, shiny, and exciting. And our soul is flooded with warmth as we contemplate God's great love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. And if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, Romans 10 verse 9. And we take great comfort in scriptures like 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And finally, Jesus' own words, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hands. John 10:28. This is a wonderful season of the Christian journey, and if this is the season that you are in right now, then drink deeply from the living water that only Christ can give, and share this life-giving message with all who will listen. Season two, the season of suffering. Most, probably all Christians, will at some point in their lives go through a season of suffering, where God feels far off and we wrestle with our faith. This is potently captured in Psalm 22, which is not only David crying out to the Lord in his time of trial, but is also prophetic of the words that Jesus himself would utter from the cross in sheer abandonment. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but we do not answer. And by night, but I find no rest. Psalm 22, 1 and 2. Perhaps this is the season that you find yourself in right now. My wife, Nanette, and I went through a season of more than a decade of intense struggle to start a family. In this season, it can feel like God has abandoned us, that he no longer hears our prayers. And for Nanette and I, at times it felt like that. But in fact, this is a precious season because it forces us to trust in God, to love him and follow him for who he is, not for what we think he should do for us. Nanette and I, both individually and as a couple, really struggled to find peace in this season and to trust God around the issue of starting a family. But eventually we did find that peace and that surrender to his will, that he would answer our prayer his way and in his time. And ultimately God blessed us with two wonderful daughters. And it was way beyond the season of hope in a natural sense. And so through this, God was able to do a miracle in our lives and prove to us that it was a gift from him and not the result of our own human effort. Now in the New Testament, we have clear guidance from both Peter and James how to think about the season of suffering. 1 Peter 1, 6-9 reads, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And James says, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James 1, 2-4. Both Peter and James capture what God is working in us through these seasons of trial. He is refining our faith, leading to a spiritual joy that is grounded in our eternal life, not our current circumstances. If we go through the seasons of suffering, determined to trust God no matter what, it brings us to the third season of our spiritual journey. Season 3, peace that surpasses all understanding. The Apostle Paul certainly suffered for his faith. The Lord Jesus foretold this when he said, "For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." Acts 9:16. And as we continue through the book of Acts, we see Paul beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked, bit by a snake, and attacked by his own people. And as apostle for Christ, Paul did not have an easy life. And yet we see the joy of the Lord carrying him through these trials. For example, Paul and Silas had been stripped, severely beaten with rods, cast into an inner prison, and their feet bound in shackles. Now, how would you and I respond in those circumstances? Well, in Acts 16:25, we read that even after all this, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Acts 16:25. Now, clearly, in the face of very trying circumstances, they had found peace and joy that only the Lord can give. Paul later wrote about this peace to the Philippians. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. This peace is a gift from God. It's not dependent on our circumstances. But it takes a journey through the season of trial and suffering for us to steadfastly obtain the supernatural peace. A compelling modern example of this is the Romanian priest Richard Birnbrot. Originally training in Marxism, he heard the gospel, accepted Christ, and became a priest in the Lutheran Church. When the Soviets outlawed faith in Romania, he continued to minister to Christians in the underground church, but he was caught and imprisoned over two successive periods for a total of 14 years in prison. Even in prison, he continued to preach the gospel, and as a result, faced tremendous torture, both physically and spiritually, or psychologically. Eventually, he was ransomed to the West, and he and his wife, Sabina, started the wonderful organization, Voice of the Martyrs, which continues to be a voice for the persecuted church around the world. Out of the deep well of a life fully surrendered to Christ, refined by suffering, Birnbrot had this to say: "A faith that can be destroyed by suffering is not faith." Birnbrot therefore agreed with the Apostle Peter that faith is tested